Thank you very much for having me, Tyler. I'm honored to be appointed by the mayor and city council as the interim manager for the city of Dillingham. I'm serving while the mayor and council recruit a permanent manager. My wife and I arrived in Dillingham on February 1, and we're thrilled to be here. Our 10-day quarantine ends tomorrow on Friday, February 12th. We also COVID tested negative 2 days before arriving here. And so we're, 2 days after arriving here, and we're delighted to know that we picked up nothing in the Anchorage airport or on the airplane. First, thank you to everyone listening to this broadcast and everyone in this wonderful city for your good faith effort to protect each other and all of us from COVID-19. Now, I'd like to talk briefly about the COVID-19 outbreak in Dillingham last week, the week of February 1, 2021, and I'll focus on what the city is doing in response. To review, on February 3rd, BBAHC issued a press release identifying 7 positive cases in Dillingham. On February 5th, they identified 6 more. On February 10th, they identified yet 2 more. In sum, since February 3rd, 15 COVID positive cases have been publicly identified in the city of Dillingham. There may be more that are not yet identified as well. This cluster of 15 cases is more cases in the last 7 days than have ever been identified in Dillingham in a similar period since we all learned about COVID in March of 2020. Now, what is the city doing about this? The city is deeply committed to protecting the health and safety of Dillingham residents as much as reasonably possible. The city cannot guarantee health and safety, but it can work as hard as possible to do this under our circumstances. The city does not provide direct health services. BBAHC and the public health nurse do that. However, the city plans to do 2 things in a 2-pronged approach. The first prong is to investigate the 15 cases known to date to see if Emergency Order 1.1 from the city was violated in any way. This is complicated because the health providers and the school are prohibited by law from disclosing the identity of any case. Nevertheless, the police department has started a serious investigation. Once we learn the facts of what happened in these cases, as much as possible, we will see if any violations occurred in terms of the city emergency order 1.1. Violators will be cited. Additionally, we will review emergency order 1.1 to see whether any of these cases reveal any gaps in the order that should be fixed. The second prong is to roll out a multidimensional series of messages that underscore that we absolutely must take care of each other. This will include flyers, mailers, posters, Facebook posts, city website posts, and mailings. It is true that we are all tired of COVID, and we're tired of being handcuffed by COVID restrictions. But it is also true that COVID is an invisible, silent, potentially fatal infection. Our COVID safety doesn't just fall out of the sky and happen on its own. The safety of all of us depends on each of us doing our part. Among other things, taking care of each other means following the city's emergency order 1.1 and state and federal rules and guidelines, including using masks, social distancing, and washing hands. It is up to us, you who are listening to this broadcast, and everyone in our great, beautiful city to take care of each other, our grandmothers and grandfathers and other elders, our mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, sisters and brothers, workmates and friends. none of you, and none of us wants your relative or our relatives to get sick and suffer and possibly pass away. Let's all do our part for COVID safety and protect each other. Thank you again so much for letting me be with you today.